Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Some things, some new pictures, so look for that on our socials. Thanks to our phone answerers, including Eileen Stevens and Rose Burkholz and Macy Beekler, the former Macy Knee, and Bo Hendricks. That puts a wrap on day number three. That puts a bow on it.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News at Noon, sponsored by the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It is 70 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Texas Republicans have unveiled a new congressional map that creates five additional GOP-leaning districts, bolstering their chances of keeping control as they brace for challenging midterms. A positive GDP report out this morning. The U.S. produced 3% more goods and services in the second quarter, reversing the 0.5% decline in the first 3 months of the year. President Trump also announcing 25% tariffs on India.
The president also recently announcing the framework for a deal with the European Union and saying that he signed a trade agreement with Japan last week, but still consumers bracing for potential price hikes. The president's tariff policies are projected to cost the average U.S. household $2,400 a year, according to one estimate.
ABC's Jay O'Brien in Washington. The Federal Reserve is wrapping up its two-day meeting this afternoon and is not expected to raise or lower interest rates. Tsunami warnings downgraded as the threat diminishes following a strong earthquake off the coast of Russia. This is ABC News. A former Trump defense lawyer confirmed by the Senate, despite serious concerns by every Democrat and two Republicans. Here's ABC National Correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Emil Bovey's appointment was confirmed by a single vote in the Senate, 50 to 49. Opponents pointed to a whistleblower complaint from a former colleague who alleged the former Trump defense attorney and current Justice Department official suggested the Trump administration should consider ignoring court orders. Now that he's been confirmed, Bovey is soon set to be sworn in for a lifetime appointment as a judge on the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, which has jurisdiction over the federal courts in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Delaware.
President Trump now admitting his falling out with Jeffrey Epstein was over workers Epstein was poaching from Mar-a-Lago. One of them, 16-year-old Virginia Giuffre, who had been working at the club's spa, she testified Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficked her for Jeffrey Epstein around that age. We've also learned the grand jury testimony in the Epstein case that the White House once released only includes testimony from two people. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect, whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's.
Emily, Ella, Erica, or Tina will be more than happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christy Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt-Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a rainy 70 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast includes an air quality alert statewide. Soaking rain with a few thunderstorms mixing in, a high of 74. Tonight, showers taper off with partial clearing late, a low of 56. And tomorrow, mostly sunny breezy with low humidity and a high of 77. In Richland Center, it's 70 degrees, and we have received 41 hundredths of an inch of rain so far today.
Summer's here, and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
Summer is here, and it's the perfect time to tackle those outdoor projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions in Richland Center is ready to handle the job. From skid steer and mini excavator work to patios, retaining walls, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing, every project they take on is built on trust, with the goal of turning your vision into a reality. Call Bailey today at 475-3973 and let Advanced Contracting Solutions in Richland Center help you make the most of your property this season.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's Farmers Market Day in Richland Center. Head to the big grassy lot on the corner of Orange and Court Streets, right across from Center Pharmacy and Quick Trip, for the Richland Area Farmers Market from 1:30 until 5:30 or 6 for some vendors. You'll find a wonderful selection of local produce and goods: corn, tomatoes, green beans, garlic, squash, eggs, baked goods, jams, meats, honey, flowers, and so much more. Vendors begin right at 1:30. No early sales. Bring your food share, EBT, or SNAP card and take advantage of weekly bonus bucks, doubling your benefit up to $10 for fresh fruits, vegetables, and herbs. Kids ages 4 to 17 can take part in the Youth Food Token Program. And boomerang bag users get rewarded with a coupon thanks to support from Compeer Financial and the Rotary Club of Richland County. Visit RichlandAreaFarmersMarket.org for vendor lists, produce updates, and market photos. And don't forget to spot George, the hidden veggie mascot. He's sneaky.
Good afternoon. It's 70 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Well, it's been another busy day here at the WRCO studios with day three of the Walk with Grace auction. And with more, here's Bo Hendricks.
Thank you, Joanne. Yes, another busy day as we reached the halfway point of the week, and it was another great day as we raised money for Grace. We started the day off on our first segment with the Richland Center Parks and Recreation Family Pool Pass. That would go for $130 to bidder 170. After that, Christie's Sunnyside gift certificate sold for $40 to bidder 305. Edward Jones, the Richland Locker, had their gift card go for $90 to bidder 780. The Alice Chalmers bike and hat, looking beautiful by the way, sold for $300 to bidder 735. Also, the 1 pound of chocolate fudge selling for $35 to bidder 690. The second segment, we started it off with the Bell Art Studio Jumping Bass, and that sold for $75 to bidder 235. The Team Crusader specialty pies have been a hot item this year, and they continue to do so today, $140 to bidder 750. The David Crary cutting board sold for $70 to bidder 230. The Richland Family Restaurant gift certificate, that would go for $30 to bidder 280. The David Sharp metal art sold for $200 today to bidder 580. And then we began the 11 o'clock hour, that first segment with Diane Nottigal's raspberry cheesecake going for $100 to bidder 445. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Bucks swag, that went for $60 to bidder 430. The Troxel Farms Elusive Escape Rooms tickets, $75 to bidder 395. Oakwood Fruit Farms donuts, the 3 dozen donut gift certificate sold for $75 to bidder 810. And then the Pizza Ranch certificate for one buffet a month for a year, $150 to bidder $690. We also had an anonymous donation of $40 in that segment, which helped us reach our match that was set for Title Works and Wilkinson Auction. That was a $500 match. So that was in with all of that combined, that segment was $1,000. Then we had our final segment. We had the Taliesin Preservation, 2 adult passes. That went for $130 to bidder 580. The $75 Car Valley Cheese gift card from David and Leanna Crary sold for $90 to bidder 660. Nate's Downtown gift certificate sold for $40 to bidder 600. The Polvy Farms 20 pounds of ground beef sold for $200 to bidder 110. And the Utter Brothers gifts card sold for $50 to bidder 120. The two big items of the day were big indeed. The Willamette 7-piece patio dining set from Ace Hardware sold for $600 to bidder 235. And then from WRCO, the 4 club-level seats to the Milwaukee Brewer game, that sold for $355 to bidder 450. So all in all today, with everything added up, we had a total of $3,575. That adds on to the other 2 days, and right now, after 3 days, we're at $11,550, all going to Grace.
Oh, wow. Just so awesome.
It really is. And again, just can't thank enough everybody, from the donors to those who bid, to the workers here who come in and, you know, give up their mornings. It's just what a collaborative effort, and it goes to such a great cause. It really just puts a smile on your face.
It wouldn't be possible without the community's support.
It wouldn't. And, you know, I mean, I think this time of the year with the Grace Auction, the Walk with Grace itself, it really is a highlight to our community and what we're able to accomplish.
That it is. And there's still time to get involved in the action. They can still call 608-647-2111 and get a bidder number. You haven't run out of numbers, have you, Bo?
Not yet. We're getting close, but I think I can squeeze in your call. If you want to call in and get your bidder number, you can definitely do so. And be sure to tune in tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. But in between now and then, if you do want to get your bidder number, give us a call. I'll get you signed up and you'll be ready to go. But another day's worth of items tomorrow, bigger and better every day. So looking forward to it.
Well, thank you very much, Bo.
Thank you.
One person was killed in a 2-vehicle crash late Monday afternoon at approximately 4:45. The Sauk County Dispatch Center was notified of a 2-vehicle crash at the intersection of Schutte Road and Highway 33 in the town of Laval. Passerbys reported an SUV had struck a dump truck and both vehicles were on fire. Responding deputies arrived and learned the driver of the SUV, Jake Stramp, 42, of Laval, was still in the vehicle. The Laval Fire Department arrived and extinguished the fire. Jake Stramp, the lone occupant of the SUV, was pronounced dead at the scene. The operator of the dump truck was transported to the Reedsburg Area Medical Center for treatment. It's both hot and smoky outside. Smoke is again coming from wildfires in Canada, and the Wisconsin DNR has issued a statewide air quality alert through midday Thursday. Anyone with a weakened breathing or immune system should limit time outside. If you are planning to spend an extended time outdoors, be sure to wear a filter or face mask. Wisconsin firefighters are headed to the western U.S. and Canada to assist with wildfires. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources fire control staff will help combat wildfires and assist with suppression and protection. Three fire engines are currently in Oregon, another is in Northern California, and six DNR staff are in Manitoba, Canada. The Wisconsin firefighters and equipment will be on assignment for 2 weeks or until fire severity subsides. So far in 2025, Wisconsin has sent personnel to over 65 out-of-state fire assignments. The National Weather Service has preliminary classified storms Monday night into Tuesday morning from the Upper Plains to the Midwest as derecho. The term describes a long-lived line of storms with extreme winds. The Storm Prediction Center made the determination based on local reports of straight-line winds over 60 miles per hour from the Dakotas into Iowa, Minnesota, Illinois, and western Wisconsin. Many areas reported gusts over 75 miles per hour, with the highest at 99 miles per hour in northwestern Iowa. The storms caused power outages and damage, but were less destructive than past derechos. Trees were downed in La Crosse. State lawmakers hope Governor Tony Evers signs a bill to assist gig workers. The measure aims to provide access to portable benefits like health insurance, retirement savings, and income replacement for people working in the app-based delivery and transportation industries, but who don't work enough hours to get them. Republican Senator Julian Bradley of New Berlin joined gig workers at the Capitol Tuesday to promote the measure. Bradley said Wisconsin can achieve meaningful reform if the bill becomes law. Democratic Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez of Milwaukee said it would be a tragedy if people dropped out of the gig economy because they can't obtain benefits. The portable benefits bill passed the just-concluded legislative session with bipartisan support. Evers' office did not respond to a request on whether he'll sign it into law. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has reported a decrease in unemployment rates across the state for the month of June. The new data released last week found that the majority of cities in the state saw a decrease in unemployment rates. Among the 35 largest cities, 24 of them saw the unemployment rate drop, 5 cities saw no change, and 6 cities saw an increase in unemployment. Over the last year, 22 of those cities have seen a drop in unemployment, with 6 remaining at a steady level and 7 seeing an increase in unemployment. Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition in filing a lawsuit challenging the U.S. Department of Agriculture's demand that states turn over personal and sensitive information about millions of supplemental nutrition assistance program recipients. SNAP, known as Food Share in Wisconsin, is a federally funded state-administered program providing billions of dollars in food assistance to tens of millions of low-income families across the country. SNAP applicants provide their private information on the understanding backed by longstanding state and federal laws that their information will not be used for unrelated purposes. USDA has suggested that it could withhold administrative funding for the program if states fail to comply, causing states to choose between protecting their residents' privacy and providing critical nutrition assistance to those in need. In a lawsuit filed Monday, AG Call and the coalition argue that these demands violate multiple federal privacy laws, fail to meet the public comment requirements for this type of action, exceed USDA statutory authority, and violate the spending clause. The coalition asks that the court declare the Trump administration's demands unlawful and block the Trump administration from conditioning receipt of SNAP funding on states' compliance with these demands. Wisconsin schools are expected to get money the Trump administration had frozen. The administration canceled $6.8 billion in payments to public schools through the Department of Education. States have sued, and Wisconsin is one of them. Now leaders say they'll be releasing $5 billion to go to public schools across the country. UW-Madison has suspended a student group that often protests against the war in Gaza. Students for Justice in Palestine protested a visit from former UN Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield back in April. They reportedly yelled at and heckled her and banged on the doors while she spoke. Officials at UW-Madison held a hearing and decided the group broke rules laid out in the Student Organization Code of Conduct. That's according to the State Journal. The group says their voices are being suppressed and they're appealing the university's decision. The Wisconsin DNR is investigating a boat explosion on the Mississippi River. That explosion happened Saturday near Prescott in Pierce County. 11 people on the board of the boat were ejected in the blast and all were rescued. 8 people were taken to the hospital for treatment. A preliminary report showed the boat's operator was trying to start the engine and failed twice before the explosion occurred. The names of the victims have not been released. It's 69 degrees in Richland Center at 1221. DATCAP is warning of scammers targeting Medicare policyholders. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
If you're one of those dedicated people that make handmade Christmas cards, you're not going to want to miss my Christmas in July sale. This is Heather at the Creative Outlet. All of my Christmas and winter scrapbooking supplies are now on sale for at least 30% off from now until the end of July. This sale includes stickers, die cuts, papers, albums, embossing folders, and stamps. Some are even discounted more. The Creative Outlet is open from 9 to 5 on Monday through Saturday, and we're located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Too many choices can be overwhelming. At WCCU Credit Union, we keep it simple. We have two options for personal checking. Both have no minimum balance or monthly service fees. The only difference? Our awards checking earns dividends. With direct deposit, 15 monthly debit card transactions, and e-statements, you'll earn 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. Best of all, with either a Freedom or an awards account, WCCU delivers straightforward checking without the gimmicks. For more details, contact any of our offices or open your account online today at wccu.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and is subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
It is a rainy 69 degrees in Richland Center at 1224. Consumers that have insurance usually carry a card to show proof of what type of insurance they have and the company they have coverage with. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection reports that scammers are targeting Medicare policyholders in regards to their cards. Michelle Reinen is with DATCAP.
We've heard from Wisconsin consumers that have indicated they've been contacted by scammers pretending to be the Department of Administration with the state of Wisconsin and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS. The scammers have offered to help the consumers upgrade to a new plastic Medicare card, and they've also reached out to consumers claiming that the consumer's paper Medicare card is expiring this year. But this is just a ploy to steal their private information.
Medicare cards only need to be replaced for certain reasons, and the style of the card will not change.
You only need to replace your card if it's lost, damaged, or compromised by a scammer. But the real Medicare cards are paper. They are not plastic. That's not an option. This is just like the other common tactics scammers use when they're trying to impersonate Medicare for assisting beneficiaries with enrolling in programs, filing paperwork, improving coverage, or finding savings. They come up with all sorts of gimmicks and reasons why they're reaching out, but a real government agency will not contact anyone by phone or to change their Medicare card.
If you feel you have received a Medicare scam, Michelle Reinen says that you can contact DATCAP, but should contact Medicare as well.
They need to know about the scams that are circulating, but they can also provide you with confidence and verification that this is a scam. And so you can reach them at 1-800-633-4227.
If you wish to reach out to DATCAP, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. An investigation by IRS Criminal Investigations ended in charges against Tam Phan, 40, of Middleton, to tax evasion in connection to her nail salon business, Happy Nails and Spa in Middleton. Phan has been the operator and sole proprietor of Happy Nails and Spa since 2010. The government's investigation revealed that a large percentage of Happy Nails customers paid for their services with cash between 2021 and 2023. However, Phan's tax returns for that time period only reported the credit card sales. During the plea hearing, Phan admitted that she intentionally failed to report the cash sales from Happy Nails and Spa on her 2022 federal tax return. U.S. District Judge William N. Conley scheduled Phan's sentencing for October 28th. Tam Phan faces a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison. A Portage County man accused in the deaths of his parents is being held on a high cash bond. District Attorney Cass Cousins says Jacob Shulfer was discharged from the hospital over the weekend and immediately booked in jail on 7 counts, including 2 charges of first-degree homicide for killing 52-year-old Paula L. Shulfer and 53-year-old Dale S. Shulfer on July 6th. He was then shot by police when he refused to drop his weapon, and as they were responding to the scene, an action that an external investigation showed was justified. 35-year-old Jacob made court appearance on Monday and will be held on a $2 million bond. He returns to court on Friday. A Wisconsin man has pleaded guilty to smuggling lab equipment to Russian companies in violation of U.S. sanctions. Online court records show 68-year-old Andrew Pogosin of Madison entered the plea in federal court on Tuesday. Federal prosecutors charged Pogosin in June in a 4-count information with conspiracy to defraud the United States and smuggling goods out of the country. The information claims Pogosin worked through his company, Omega Diagnostics LLC, to ship laboratory equipment to Russian companies, including one that performed chemical research for the Russian military. Pogosin faces up to 35 years in prison when he's sentenced October 7th. It is a rainy 69 degrees in Richland Center at 1229. Today's vital statistics are next.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Service, is insured. They do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14, Richland Center, is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional, friendly, stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
It's 69 degrees in Richland Center on this Wednesday, July 30th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Irene R. Joyce, 89, of Richland Center, died Friday at home following a five-year battle with congestive heart failure. A funeral mass will be held Thursday at noon at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at noon, with a rosary to be prayed at 9:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Mary's Catholic Church, the Parish Council of Catholic Women at St. Mary's, Walk with Grace, or a charity of one's choice. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Irene Joyce include five children: Jeannie Joyce of Spring Creek, Nevada; Maureen Spitzley of Lansing, Michigan; Rose and Ross Joyce Turner of Livingston Manor, New York; Suzanne Joyce and Rod Klazowski of Richland Center; and Michelle and Rick Smith of DeKalb, Illinois. Six grandchildren, a brother, Curie and Jane Kinney; sisters-in-law, Phyllis Kinney and Janet Kinney; nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Irene R. Joyce, 89, of Richland Center. Raymond E. Snorick, 78, of Ryle, formerly of Richland Center, died July 20th at Meritor Hospital in Madison. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Partyville. Burial will be at St. Joseph's Catholic Cemetery in Rio. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Grass Funeral Service in Rio is serving the family. Raymond Snork is survived by his wife Charlene, son Matthew Snork of Burlington, daughter Sarah and Matt Brunker of Wisconsin Dells, a grandson, two brothers, Albert and Mary Snork of Black Earth, and James and Deidre Snork of Greenfield. Three sisters, Mary Mowbray of Madison, Margaret Rose Snork of De Pere, and Jean and Dale Lawton of Black Earth, and 77 nieces and nephews. Raymond E. Snork, 78 of Ryle, formerly of Richland Center. Gail F. Spangler, 68 of Madison and formerly of Richland Center, died July 22nd at home following an illness. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with a final salute to be held prior to the funeral by the Richland Center Local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Burial will be in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery, Bloom Township, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to American Legion Post 13. Survivors of Gail Spangler include five children, Allison Ewing, Taylor and J.C. Spangler, Neil Spangler and Jocelyn Storr, Nathan and Elizabeth Spangler, and Abigail Spangler and Brad Erickson. Nine grandchildren, his brother, Ken and Meg Spangler, and other relatives and friends. Gail F. Spangler, 68 of Madison and formerly of Richland Center. Terry Ann Hardy, 55 of Richland Center, died July 24th at home. Graveside services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Richland Center Cemetery. A luncheon will follow at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Survivors of Terry Hardy include her son, Dustin and Alicia Schilling of Platteville, two granddaughters, five siblings, Dee Dee and Dean Turner of Missouri, Penny and Avery Blado of Richland Center, Ken Hardy of Laval, Kathy and Jason Richardson of Florida, and Ralph and Amy Carley of Dubuque, Iowa. 10 nieces and nephews, 13 great-nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Terry Ann Hardy, 55, of Richland Center. Lawrence Edward, Larry Kramer, 61, of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center in Muscadet, died July 3rd at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 until 6 at Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Larry Kramer is survived by his daughter, Shana and Cody Hewitt of Belmont, two sisters, Kathy and Terry Edge of Darlington, and Tammy and Travis Richards of Merrill, sister-in-law Cindy Kramer of Boscobel, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Lawrence Edward, Larry Kramer, 61 of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center and Muscadet.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more at swtc.edu.
Got a fender bender? No worries. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists has got you covered. We offer free loaner cars, free estimates, and a free interior and exterior detail with every collision repair. Plus, for a limited time, we are giving you up to $250 in gift cards based on your repair estimate total. Don't let a collision slow you down. Visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today. Call us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMCHealth.com.
Are you or a loved one looking for a place to call home that offers care, compassion, and community? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, where life is made easier and every day is filled with joy. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we provide personalized assistance to help with daily activities while giving you the freedom to live life to the fullest. Whether it's enjoying meals in our cozy dining room, engaging in social activities, or receiving the support you need, our caring team is here for you every step of the way. With 24/7 care, beautiful living spaces, and a warm, welcoming community, Schmidt Woodland Hills is the perfect place to thrive. We're more than just assisted living, we're family. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
And a verse we wish is go out today to Stu and Catherine Miller, Tim and Lisa Coy, and Sonny and Betty Johnson. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, so far, rain totals across the region overnight into this morning range from a couple tenths of an inch around Richland County to as much as 6 or 7 tenths of an inch as you get down into Grant and southern Crawford counties for some of the heaviest. More showers on the way yet this afternoon. They'll be more prominent in the east and south part of our listening area. Then the system should finally move away by tonight. We'll see partial clearing and plenty of sun on the way tomorrow right into the weekend as Canadian high pressure moves in. Now we're also seeing an area of smoke move in from those wildfires in Canada. With that, an air quality alert has been posted up through noon tomorrow for the entire area. So if you have a respiratory issue like asthma, please avoid any strenuous exercise outside. We do anticipate the temperatures to be holding a few degrees below normal through the weekend, maybe some moderation next week getting back to normal, and a little more humid by Monday and Tuesday as well. Here's your forecast for the rest of today. Generally gloomy and hazy with showers, tapering down later. High temperature about 73. East-northeast wind up to 10. Tonight, chance of light showers early in the evening, then decreasing clouds later. Low temperature 56. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny, breezy with low humidity. High near 77. Northeast wind 10 to 15. Heading into Friday, mostly sunny and pleasant. Low at 52 with a high of 78. Saturday is shaping up just fine as well with lots of sun. Low 52, high up to 79. Sunday should be another comfortable day with partly cloudy skies. Low in the mid-50s with a high near 80. There is a slight chance of showers late Sunday night. Monday, a better chance of scattered showers. Nothing too heavy though. Low 59, high 78. Tuesday, maybe a shower early, then partly sunny. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions and shred receipts receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It is a rainy 69 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 87, our low this morning was 68. Our high so far today, 71. The record high for this date set in 1916 is 101. The record low, 44, set in 1965. Last year's high was 87 with a low of 64. Sunset tonight will be at 8:26, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:50. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds at 4 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.12. Relative humidity is 99%, and we have received 42 hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. It's currently a rainy 69 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The battle over California's Proposition 12 is not over yet. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. California voters passed Proposition 12 in 2018, requiring pork producers everywhere to meet production standards that were pushed by some animal rights groups. But last week, a bill called the Save Our Bacon Act was introduced in Congress to supersede it. At a House Ag Committee hearing on the implications of Prop 12, there was mixed reaction. Supporters include South Dakota Congressman Dusty Johnson.
Proposition 12 has increased cost to consumers. It has reduced the viability of small family operations, and it has injured animal welfare. Proposition 12 is a fantastic failure, and it is time for Congress to fix that mistake.
Ohio Congresswoman Chantel Brown sees Prop 12's impact as less dramatic.
The reality is that major food and agricultural companies across the country have already moved to comply with Prop 12. They have made investments, integrated new standards into their supply chain, and adapted to a changing market. That tells us that these benchmarks are both possible and marketable.
There's a link to that Ag Committee hearing on the show info page at NorthshoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
I'm Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand corn and soybeans are number one in the U.S., planted by more farms than any other competitive seed brand. Want to know what number one feels like? plant Pioneer corn and soybeans. The past chairman of the U.S. Grains Council says new demand is necessary to lift the current price environment for farmers. Brownfield's Nicole Heslip reports from the 65th annual delegate meeting. Thanks, Nicole. The U.S. is still waiting for China to renew certificates for nearly 400 facilities, and it continues to impact beef exports. Kent Backus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says China has failed to follow through on the terms of the Phase 1 trade deal.
Instead, they're doing a lot of this to create leverage, and they're very good at doing that. Unfortunately, we're part of the process there.
China hasn't purchased U.S. beef since March of this year, and he tells Brownfield he hopes the issue is resolved soon.
The Chinese, they do need protein. They've made exceptions for pork, made exceptions for poultry. We think that for beef, there's a lot of opportunity still there.
Backus says the ongoing uncertainty underpins the importance of diversifying export markets. Backus is optimistic the recently announced trade frameworks for Indonesia and the Philippines will allow non-tariff barriers to be removed, creating more export opportunities for U.S. beef. A North Central Illinois farmer says conservation practices on his farm are helping the environment and the bottom line. David Iserman, who's implemented practices like strip-till and no-till on his LaSalle County farm for more than 20 years, says soil health and water quality improvements aren't the only benefits he's seen.
Saved a lot of fuel. You didn't have to have quite as big of tractors and as much equipment. Saved a lot of time, too. And it also seemed to be the right thing to do.
He says that incorporating cover crops and precisely applying nitrogen fertilizer has also brought savings. He encourages producers to start small and work with others and agencies experienced in conservation practices. The U.S. grain industry told lawmakers grain inspection and grading systems need to evolve for the United States to remain globally competitive. In a Senate Ag Committee hearing on Tuesday, Nicholas Friant with Cargill says using new technology can improve human error.
And GFA and its members are ready and willing to partner with USDA and FGIS to pilot and implement new technologies, provided there is a clear pathway for scientific validation, standardization, and eventual deployment.
The U.S. Grain Standards Act establishes marketing standards for grain and oil seeds. Portions of the Grain Standards Act expire September 30th and requires reauthorization by Congress. Last week, the U.S. House Ag Committee approved a version of the U.S. Grain Standards Act for reauthorization. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
Hey, sis. How much is a million?
I don't know, but it sounds like a lot.
It is. Do you know there's almost 14 million kids? They don't have enough food?
Connor, all kids should have the food they need to grow and play.
One of five kids in America is food insecure with a significant impact in rural areas. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help the nearly 14 million kids facing hunger in America. Go to nafbhunger.com and help end hunger.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. We are celebrating generations of progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment of all kinds. Mark your calendars August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle trade, and cash hogs are sharply higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet. Bids have been non-existent so far this week. Asking prices in the south are at $235 plus live, but still haven't been established in the north. Significant trade volume is likely to be delayed until late in the week. At the Beaver Livestock Market in Oklahoma, feeder steers were $15 to $20 higher. Steer calves were $7 to $12 higher. Feeder heifers were $9 to $14 higher, and heifer calves were $11 to $15 higher, with one class actually $25 higher. The USDA says quality was attractive with a few fancy. Demand has been strong. Medium and large one feeder steers, 653 to 669 pounds, brought $376 to $394. Feeder steers, 852 to 893 pounds, brought $329 to $330.75. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 754 to 769 pounds, brought 328 to 328.25. Box beef was lower at midday with light demand for heavy offerings. Choice down $1.14 at 363.05. Select was 49 cents lower at 341.99. Cash hog prices at the regional direct markets are sharply higher at midday. Processors have come out more aggressive in their procurement efforts and are bidding up to move needed numbers. Demand continues to be the market's focal point. Globally, U.S. pork has seen pretty solid demand, but China remains a wild card as the country's purchasing habits have been anything but consistent. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Director up 8.76 with a weighted average of 114.30. No comparison at the Iowa, Minnesota, or the Western Corn Belt, but weighted averages of 114.19 and 114.13. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $82. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were $3 higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $66 to $78. Barrows and gilts were $1 to $2 higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $64 to $74. And pork values were firm at midday, up 6 cents at $115.91. Bellies and picnics were both sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of sassy cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front door system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Celebrating National Ice Cream Month. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The time to celebrate National Ice Cream Month is winding down. For more than 40 years, the U.S. has celebrated July as National Ice Cream Month. Jessica Castle, a registered dietitian with the St. Louis Dairy Council, says it's a tradition that was started by a president with a particularly sweet tooth.
We have President Ronald Reagan to thank for it. He not only loved jelly beans, but he also loved ice cream. And so in 1984, he issued a proclamation making July National Ice Cream Month.
She tells Brownfield, you should be able to celebrate National Ice Cream Month guilt-free.
As a registered dietitian, I strongly believe in the philosophy that all foods fit. It's important to enjoy those special treats from time to time. And ice cream, while it is made from real milk and it has some of those essential nutrients found in milk, it is a treat, but you can absolutely enjoy it in your diet. The important part to remember is when you are enjoying ice cream, make sure you take your time. Really savor it and enjoy it with friends and family if you can.
In 2024, Americans ate more than 1.3 billion gallons of ice cream, which is enough to fill more than 2,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. Boy, do we have auctions for you. Tonight, we have an online-only auction ending out of the Columbus Auction Yard with toys, memorabilia, furniture, and personal property. This upcoming Sunday, we have an online-only auction ending in the Spring Green area with two local estates and tons of tools and personal property. Next Thursday is our huge summer auction at the Muscadet Auction Yard with farm and construction equipment, trucks, trailers, and attachments. The following week, we're back in Columbus with a load of construction equipment, including a crane and tons of attachments. And we have an online-only auction ending on August 10th with an Ellis Nelson artwork collection, a toy tractor collection, and a small coin collection. We're ramping up our auctions this fall. Give us a call if you have stuff you want to sell. We're also selling real estate as fast as coming in the door. Give us a call to talk about our new real estate listings. More info on all of these auctions and how to sell real estate with us at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Tsunami alerts expiring in the U.S. West Coast has not seen significant damage from waves. The tsunami threat triggered by the major earthquake off Russia's coast. The August 1st tariff deadline fast approaching. President Trump says he will not extend time for trade agreements. Today announcing India faces 25% hikes on its imports starting Friday. ABC's Jay O'Brien says tariffs on overseas goods could weigh on U.S. businesses and ultimately get passed on to consumers.
The president also recently announcing the framework for a deal with the European Union and saying that he signed a trade agreement with Japan last week, but still consumers bracing for potential price hikes. The president's tariff policies are projected to cost the average U.S. household $2,400 a year, according to one estimate.
The Fed board wraps up its policy meeting today and will issue a decision on interest rates. A dangerous heat wave continuing to grip much of the country with cooler air starting to move into the upper plains. This is a